the subject that we're looking at. Just before the Saviour returns, certain events will take place that will indicate to us the return of the Saviour is near. In fact, some of the events will supply us with the information, very precise information, of how much longer it will be before the Lord Jesus returns. If you're travelling here in the morning to school, you will have passed signposts that tell you how many miles you have yet to go. That's a precise measurement. That's a precise measurement. And likewise, if I might put it like this, the Lord Jesus has erected signposts, tells us about them, and when we see them, we will have exact indications of how close the return of Christ will be. I'm not going to go into any further detail on that particular topic. We'll likely come to it later on. But what I want to do is give you some more verses. Last week we said that the Lord Jesus had specifically taught us there would be signs indicating his approach. And we mentioned Matthew chapter 24 and the verse 15, in which he says the words, "When ye see." When ye see. In other words, there will be things happen that we'll be able to see with our eyes, and they will tell us the return of Christ is near. Now, not everybody will recognize that. Only those who know the Scriptures. Only those who believe the Scriptures. Only those who are acquainted with what the Bible teaches about the return of Christ will be able to say, "I know, that sign, that event indicates to us that the Lord Jesus will soon be here." What a sensation that will be when one day you read in the newspaper or you hear on the radio or the television of an event that you know that's a sign. That's the sign the Lord mentioned. And his coming is very near. What an exciting thing that will be. Do you remember the three wise men in the Bible who came all the way from the east and they travelled to Israel following a star? Do you remember that story? The birth of the Lord Jesus? They said, "We have come to worship the King of the Jews, for we have seen his sign." They were among a very small number of people who knew that the birth of Christ was taking place or had actually happened. Very few others. Old Herod the king, when he heard about them, what's this? Birth of a king? What king? And then he sent men to look in the Scriptures to see what the Bible had to say. And they discovered, why, the Messiah is going to be born in Bethlehem. He's going to be born in Bethlehem. And the wise men were given this information and off they went. And lo and behold, as soon as they started to head for Bethlehem, they saw the star again. And it stood over the place where the Lord Jesus was. Now, when the second coming comes, when that event draws near, likewise there will only be a small number of people who will be aware of it. I hope you're among them. I hope that what we're saying here today and what has often been said in the pulpit will be a means of informing you what to look out for, what to watch for as the day of the Saviour's return draws near. I mentioned how that there are preachers who say that you can never know. It's a mystery. Well, I want to tell you that is not right. Those men, good men, I'm sure, but they're mistaken. Good men can be mistaken. And they're mistaken about this. And I want to give you older ones in particular, though everybody's to listen. I don't want the young ones to start switching off. I want everyone to listen. As I said, I want to show you some verses that deal with the question of how much can a Christian expect to know. Let's turn away back to the book of Deuteronomy. Book of Deuteronomy, that's the fifth book of the Bible. And we're looking at chapter 29 and the verse 29. Now, you will never again forget that reference. How easy a reference that is. Deuteronomy 29:29. Listen to what it says. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Yes, there are secret things known only to God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us. What's this book called?
It's called A Revelation from God.
That's what this is. A revelation from God, in which he reveals to us those things he wants us to know. But how are you going to get to know the things that God has revealed in his Bible? Well, how are you going to get to know?
By reading the Bible.
By reading the Bible, and by paying attention. When instruction in the Bible is given you, take note of it. Memorize the things that are said. And thus we come to understand the things that God has meant us to know, because he has revealed them in his word for us. And among the things that he has revealed in his word for us are the details concerning the return of the Lord Jesus. And if he has revealed those details, he wants us to know. They're ours. So don't let anyone tell you that the coming again of the Lord Jesus and the circumstances of it is secret. You can never know. No! God has revealed it that we might know. Look again at the book of Amos. Amos chapter 3 in the verse 7. Here's what it says. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Now just take that little statement and understand it. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. God, when he acts, will not act in secret, but he will reveal it unto his prophets. And what will the prophets do? Any of the boys? Tell us. That's what he told the prophets. That they would go and tell God's people. Not that they write it in a book, seal it up and bury it. No! He gives it to the prophets that they might deliver it to the people. They become like his postmen. He writes a letter and he gives it to the prophets and he says, bring that to my people and let them know what I'm saying. Now, do you see what I'm getting at? God has revealed matters unto his people, and he wants us to know. He wants us to understand. And one of the things revealed in his word is, of course, the subject that we're looking at. It's important that I stress this, because I do feel very much that great harm is done whenever people get the impression there's no good me trying to find out when the Lord Jesus will return, and what are the circumstances in which he will return, and what are the signs of his return, because God doesn't want me to know. If you get that idea into your head, then you have been deceived. That's not the way God would have you to understand these things. He wants you to know. Listen to these words by the Lord Jesus this time. You'll find it easier to turn up this text. It's John 15. John 15, and it's the verse 15 now. Deuteronomy 29:29, John 15:15. Easy references to remember. The Savior says to his disciples, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You see, friends don't have secrets from one another. Many's a little squabble has taken place in the playground because one person didn't tell another person something that was very exciting and which they were engaged in. They kept it secret. Then the other person finds out, you mean you went to that party or to that event? You went and you never told me? I thought you were my friend. Why did you keep it secret? Friends don't have secrets. And if you're a Christian, you're a friend of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus says, everything that my Father has told me, I'll tell you. I'll pass it on to you. And that's what the Savior has done regarding his coming again. He has given us the signs that indicate when he will come again. Who could possibly know better the events that will surround his return other than the Lord Jesus? And he has shared that knowledge with everyone that belongs to him. Everyone that belongs to him. I have laid a lot of emphasis upon this matter. The Lord Jesus wants us to know the circumstances that will arise in the world and which will indicate the nearness of his return. I want to say something else. One of the signs that he indicates will signal the approach of his return is increasing wickedness and rebellion amongst men. Now, there has always been sin amongst men. Always. Throughout the ages, there has been sin amongst men. Because man is a sinner. Man is a sinner. But God tells us that just before the return of Christ, in the run-up to the return of Christ, there is going to be an upsurge of wickedness worldwide. One of the reasons why that will be is that God, wearying of man's rebellion, will lift the restraint on man and let him plunge onward in his sin and in his rebellion. Sometimes, you know, little boys in particular, little girls do it as well. They're told, don't go there or don't do this. If you do that, you'll only hurt yourself. There's danger waiting for you there. And of course, they don't pay heed. And they try to do that which they have been forbidden to do. I told you, don't do that. You'll only hurt yourself. They don't listen. Mommy or daddy looks up and there they are, over again at that dangerous place. And mommy or daddy is likely to say, all right then, you've been warned. Now it'll be on your own head. And they stop restraining them. And they just let them do what it is they are so set on doing. And very soon the howl goes up. Because the danger that mum and dad knew about, they have fallen into. And they have become a victim of it. Like the old electric fence that used to be used extensively, probably still is, to keep cattle in place. And sometimes you'd find it just round the farmyard, confining some animals that were there. Little boys and girls who maybe were visiting an uncle or a grand or something and weren't that used to being on a farm, they were there and they were told, now don't touch that bit of wire. Just looked like any other bit of wire. But don't touch it. I said don't touch it. And so that went on, back and forward. And the warning sounded, and then finally, Granda or Uncle or whatever said, go on ahead, learn your lesson. And boy, they knew now that there was something to the warning. Well, let me tell you, as this world gets more and more sinful, God has warned in his word, warned again and again and again. And there will come a point when God will lift restraint on man's rebellion and he will let him go. Can you remember an incident that would well illustrate what I'm saying? Any of you? Because you know, listen, If a minister cannot illustrate a doctrine or a point that he is making from the Word of God, just be wary of the point that he is making. Can you think of anywhere in the Bible where you see restraint being lifted off a man and him told you've been warned and you've been warned, but you won't heed that which you have to do? Go and do it. Two hands up. We'll take the girl this time. Balaam? Yes. Balaam was a man who had received warning and yet he refused it. But I'm thinking of someone who fits even more closely the picture of what's going to happen in the last days. Judas. Judas. Do you remember how the Lord warned him and said, one of you will betray me? And they were all saying, who? And Judas says, is it me? And the Lord said, yes, it's you. But it didn't stop him. And in the end, the Lord said, that which you have to do, go and do it. And Judas got up and left the Saviour. And actually it says, and it was night. He went out into the darkness. Having rejected the light, having rejected the word of God, he went out into the darkness and pursued the wickedness that was in his heart. And look, that's what's going to happen to the world one day. It's going to throw off all restraint. And God is going to say, as the Saviour said to Judas, all right, you won't take any warning. Get on with it. And that increasing wickedness is a sure sign that the coming of the Lord is drawing near. It's drawing near. And we'll take up from here next week in the will of the Lord. Let us bow in prayer. Lord, bless your word. Oh, bless your word. Let something of it, Lord, let much of it, rest and abide in the hearts and the minds of the boys and girls, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.